We are going to examine in depth the stories that matter most to you. But we'll interrupt so we can have a promotional announcement from Bozo the Clown. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We will have a special guest this hour, Jacqueline Newman, noted divorce attorney. And her expertise isn't limited to your first divorce. What about your second? Oh, what about your third? How about your fourth? And yes, what about your fifth? There are so many issues that come up the more and more you get divorced. Jacqueline will join us, and we will talk about many of them. And then Sports in Focus with Adam Wolski, followed by Everyday Items Worth Splurging On. And right now, we'll caution you that this is one of those stories that when we read it and decided to use it on the show, we thought, really? That? I'm supposed to spend money on that? Yeah, it's one of those stories, folks, so stick around. It'll be quite enjoyable. And then another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark will be talking about the HBO film Going Clear, Scientology and the Prism of Belief, followed by Ways to Make Flavored Coffee Without Spending a Fortune. You have a cornucopia of flavor in your kitchen cabinet and you didn't even know it, and we will unlock the possibilities for you later this hour. We start things off with CNN. I was watching CNN about 10 days ago, and they were talking about a very serious story. They were continuing their coverage of the German Wings crash, the obviously quite disturbed co-pilot who decided to fly the airliner into the German Alps, killing about 150 people, including himself. So a very necessary story, a story that CNN has been covering almost nonstop ever since the tragedy occurred. I'm watching Ashley Banfield, and she's talking to a couple of experts, and they're talking about certain things about the story itself and where it goes next. And all of a sudden, you get this thing that just comes across the bottom of the screen. And in television, they call this a lower third. And what that means is it will cover the lower one third of the screen. And it was just a dopey advertisement for the Mike Rowe show on CNN, and where he's wearing some dopey T-shirt to promote his show. Does that really need to appear on the screen when you're talking about the murder of 150 people by a demented co-pilot? Where is the barometer of sense and sensibilities when it comes to these networks now? It's bad enough it led into the segment with a commercial, just a goofy commercial of Mike Rowe. You know, that's the dirty jobs guy. He tends to think he's a little funnier than he really is. And so now he has a show on CNN doing all kinds of disgusting things that no one else wants to do, whatever. But is that the place to advertise it? Since when did CNN become a schlock reality TV outlet? And that's what it is whenever it puts programming like that on. If you're going to cover hard news, why do you need to interrupt it? You're not interrupting it in the flow of what's going on with the talent and the guests. But when you throw something up like that up where he's like wearing some stupid T-shirt, I'm Mike Rowe or I love Mike Rowe or whatever it was, it really takes away from your news product. These news channels need to remain news channels. Give them credit. I don't see the goofiness on MSNBC and on Fox News that you see sometimes now on CNN. And a lot of people think that CNN is the sane choice between, obviously, the far-right Fox News and the far-left MSNBC. Is this another example of some 24-year-old just fresh out of college with no real nose for news or sensibility able to make these decisions on air? Come on. You're a news channel. If I want Honey Boo Boo, I'll go to TLC. If I want Mike Rowe and his dirty jobs as he rolls around in refuse and Flagstaff, I'll go to wherever he was on, Discovery or whatever channel it was. Don't cheapen yourself and don't cheapen your news product by trying to advertise some schlock, dopey, reality-esque type show that not many people are watching anyway, when at the same time you're trying to explore important issues of the day. It looks weird and it looks amateurish. Stay with us. Jacqueline Newman coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Think green.
Harrison with you.
Everybody's trying to make a buck these days off of being green. And check this out. The Japanese have released a 1,300-pound machine that crunches up office waste, like old Xerox paper and such, and turns it into toilet paper. This Japanese toilet paper machine is able to produce 2 rolls an hour from around 1,800 sheets of used copy paper. Each TP machine costs $95,000. Obviously, if anybody's office has that much dead copy paper, first they ought to be looking to reduce the madness of that kind of consumption. And what's not known is just how much juice this 1,300-pound beast uses to process all the Xerox paper to kick out just 2 rolls of toilet paper. And after you've tried Charmin with aloe, by the way, recycled shredded Xerox paper will never hold a candle. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Order in the court.
What happens if you buy a stolen car? This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. One night, Larry picked up a hitchhiker who appeared to be in distress, but the hitchhiker pulled a gun. Not only was Larry robbed, but he was forced to sign a bill of sale and the registration for his car. Later, the police found the car in a used car lot. The proprietor showed a signed bill of sale and claimed the sale was valid since he paid $2,000 for the car. What happens now? Does Larry get his car back? Can the car dealer recover his money? Stay tuned for the final verdict. So, what about the stolen car? Of course, Larry's bill of sale was voidable because it was signed under duress. He gets the car back, but the car dealer isn't so lucky. There's no way for him to recover the $2,000. And that's the final verdict.